Making column, freestyle column.
This one's more a lotus star column, and the other one's more a water lotus one.
You put it at the entrance of the home because it's like a magical charm, either to invite blessings, fortune, wealth, abundance, good health, prosperity, and the goddess Lakshmi. But it also invites other DNA forces of life by honoring. See, if you do bees, then basically what you're saying is, I honor you bees, that you come and fertilize my crop, pollinate them with your beautiful energy, and procreate life for us. So it's like a venerating of the bees, or flowers and bees. You honor that life cycle. So it's really important. And there's this old wisdom was intact in the olden days. Now it's just ornamental. It's just deep inside. When I talk about it, they say, yeah, of course. There's deep knowing in all of us humans. We know, but we are not conscious of it. Kolam is a Tamil tradition, but there are in all of India and all over the world traditions where they use ephemeral drawings to honor and to create a charm. It's like you, because it's ephemeral, it's just for the moment, so you're bringing down a certain energy to lock it for a momentum in time and space, to venerate, to honor, and also to ward off the evil, because the evil is considered stupid, and evil entities cannot decipher their way through. It's like a labyrinth for them. They get lost in it, so it locks, and it's like a sieve. So only the good can emerge. You know?
And what color are you using when?
Purple.
No?
Dark purple.
She helped me a little bit. She's done a few times. I've never done it. So I'm learning from her.
Is one always using color?
It's just more that they love using color because it gives
an effect.
A festive effect to it.
And the colors don't have necessarily meaning.
Well, they do actually, but people have forgotten about it. Well, we all know that blue is the emotional body, and that it's calming, and that it's water, and pink is love, and violet is spirituality, and red is the Muladhara chakra, the lum, the energy of the earth. And yellow is the energy of the kidney. So like that, there are many colors. Sun. Yeah. Yeah. Goes on like that. There's a whole science of color. They used to use natural color dyes. And that's no longer happening, sadly enough. These colors are chemical. So they're actually not good for us. What to do? This is based on it's got Kodupuli kolam. These are Kodupuli kolams. You make a dotted grid, and I've made a grid on a hexagon. And here this is 8x8 grid of dots. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to the center. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. 6 times in a hexagon. This one's 6x6. And then I'm freestyling it around with lotuses and flowers. And this is kind of a water body with lotuses drifting on the water body with leaves. It's very playful. Normally they make them really big, but I don't, because if we make them really big, we can't color them nicely. And I want to give them the opportunity to enter into participating. Because we normally have only the Tamil people participating in Orville in this. And I think it's important that we mix more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Come and dance. You're having big circles. Come.
In a circle?
Circle. I will first go through the steps with you. Come closer. We can hold hands. I'm going to teach you a dance that is mixed in a feeling of being in Orville, being woman, with Indian kind of mudras from Bharatanatyam or Odissi or whatever Indian form of movement. So it's a mixture, it's like a fusion, yeah? So you can feel comfortable to express yourself the way you like in your body. And we want to teach all of you this dance. So the dance starts with that you're standing nice and tall and you're open, and you're going to step left foot, and then you're going to bring your two fingers, the pointing finger and the middle finger, to your mouth. And this is I am. I am a woman. I am a river. Good, huh? Left, right. All in the same direction.
I am a woman. I am the moon that bathes the earth. I am the sun that brightens the food. I am thank you.